Blog Talk Radio.
Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, Roger Jones will be presenting our words of encouragement. Before we bring Brother Jones on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too will be kept. God will continue to provide them with topics for our words of encouragement, and that they are always safe and willing to provide us with words of encouragement, as well as their family and friends, because they too need prayer as well. I also ask for your prayer on behalf of motorists, that everyone continues to respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request.
This is Brother McFall. Just want to say good morning, and also praying for, asking prayers for Sister Key, praying that God is able to help her in her situation that she has going with job and finances, and as well as with a relationship with her father. Pray that that relationship gets stronger and they just continue to listen to each other. And just ask for prayers for me and my family and for my business, and that I continue to do what God has asked me to do, and I stay focused on that. Thank you.
Thank you. 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Brenda from Detroit. I want to thank God for a grace nurture as a way to start my day each morning, and ask for prayers for my brother Walter as he continues to battle some health challenges. Thank you.
Thank you. 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I'm asking for prayers for my niece, Charmaine. She's my great niece. She's a new mom of almost 1 year old. And just things that's going on in her life, God knows. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for your prayer requests. We'll now have our words of encouragement, followed by a closing prayer from Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We appreciate you very much for your taking time out of your busy schedules and tuning in Monday through Friday with our host, Sister Danielle, and the great preacher of the gospel, Brother Willie Bradshaw, at the Grace View Church of Christ. We bring you greetings from the Taylor Street Church of Christ in West Tennessee, in the small city of Kenton, Tennessee. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in on Mondays, and we trust and pray that what we have to say from time to time is informative and edifying to your soul. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. We're going to be discussing an issue that is somewhat controversial with some in the church, and especially those outside of the church, and that is fasting. And Jesus had this to say about it in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Well, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. I'm going to read an article that was written by Brother Guy N. Woods. It's in the book entitled Questions and Answers, Open Forum, Free Hardeman College, by Guy N. Woods. The Inquirer wrote this question. Please give a brief history of fast and fasting, our Lord's teaching regarding this matter. Brother Woods penned these words: fasting deliberate abstinence from food for stated intervals and undertaken as a religious exercise has long been practiced by man. Traces of it are discernible in the history of most heathen peoples, and many references thereto are recorded in sacred writings. This fact has given rise to much concern and controversy thereon. Is fasting an ordinance obligatory upon children of God today? Should it be observed spiritual and religious rite? Are those who disregard it in disobedience to God? These are indeed questions of no little importance, the proper answer involving vital interests of the soul. He said the Hebrew word literally means to cover the mouth, and by usage to proclaim a fast occurs 14 times in the Old Testament. The verb or infinitive is used 20 times. There is, however, no instance of it before the time of Moses. It often appears in the historical books, instances of which will be seen in 2 Samuel 12:16, 1 Kings 21:9 12, Ezra 8:21, and in the prophets, Isaiah 58:3 5, Joel 1:14, Zechariah 8:19, etc. Though the word does not appear in the Pentateuch or the books of the law, the five books of the law, the idea is there in the phrase afflicting the soul in Leviticus 16:19-31 and Numbers 30:13. The New Testament word, some form of it occurs about 30 times, and signifying to abstain from food and drink as a religious exercise. That's Thayer's definition, the Greek lexicon. If the fast was but for a day, the abstinence appears to have been total. If for lengthy periods, then from choice or special foods, Hebrews 11, verse 18. We may, from the following table, obtain an easy view of the New Testament allusion to fasting. In Matthew 4, Christ fasted 40 days. Matthew 6:16, when fast, do not be as the hypocrites. Matthew 6:17, again, anoint head with fasting. Matthew 6:18, do not appear to be fasting. Matthew 9:14, Pharisees fasted more than the disciples. Matthew 9:15, coming when Christ's disciples would fast. Mark 2:19, when bridegroom present, no fasting. Luke 18:12, Zacchaeus fasted twice each week. Acts 10:30, Cornelius fasted. Acts 13:2, fasting when Barnabas and Saul were selected and sent out as missionaries from Antioch. From the early days of the Israelites' commonwealth, there are repeated references to fasting in history. And we're going to stop there. I'm going to honor the prayer request that we've been given this morning. Shall we pray? Eternal God, our Father, we call on your name because we know that you are omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent. We know that you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above that which we're able to ask or think. We pray, Father, for each and every minister that participates in this great program. We ask that you will continue to give us health and strength, that we may present messages that would be for the edifying of your people and those on the outside of the ark of safety. Bless everyone on this call. We ask that you continue to be with the motorists as they travel to and fro. Give them safe journey. Father, we come to behalf of Brother Mac Fall's request for Sister Key, who's dealing with job and financial problems, relationship with her father. We ask, Father, that you will bless that situation in the way that you see fit and help her to be patient and to humble herself, that God, that you may use her in a mighty way in her relationship with her father. Bless Brother Mike Falls' family. bless his business, help it to continue to grow, that he may be able to have to give to those that have need and to take care of his family. While we pray for Sister Brenda, for her brother Walter, we ask that you be with him in dealing with his health issues, help him to be restored back to a reasonable portion of health and strength that he may be able to go about his daily tasks. We pray for Sister Walker's great niece, who is the mother of a newborn child, approximately 1 year of age. We ask that you give her the wisdom that she needs to provide for that child, that she would have a support system around her, such as Sister Walker that loves and that is concerned about the well-being of her and her child. And Father, when we would have done all that you have commanded our feeble hands and hearts to do, this world will no longer afford us a home. We ask that you, we hear your welcoming voice say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and now shall make thee rule over many. Enter now into the joys of thy Lord, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.